Harper Audio presents Blood of the Reich, a novel by William Dietrich. Performed by Robert Fass and Ileana Kadushin. The chief task of the Tibet exhibition was political and military, not scientific. Details may not be revealed. Reich Propaganda Minister Joseph Goebbels in a memo to German newspapers, 1940. My ambition is to see all of physics reduced to a formula so elegant and simple that it will easily fit on the front of a t-shirt. Physicist Leon Lederman, 1993. Chapter 1. Berlin, Germany, March 21, 1938. First day of spring, and pregnant with the same expectancy that gripped Kurt Rader at his unexpected summons from Reichsfuhrer SS Heinrich Himmler. The Prussian sky was cold, ragged sunlight dappling the German capital with that glitter atop iron that promised an end to winter. So might Himmler be the pagan sun to part the clouds of Rader's stalled career. So might Rader win his own expedition. "We have read with interest your books on Tibet," the summons stated. With that simple missive, the explorer had been yanked out of the ennui of his university teaching and the gloom of his wife's death.